Imagine someone sitting on a bed at 4:12 a.m. in the morning, sitting in the complete darkness and waking up being jet lagged because he just went from Hawaii to Europe and has 12 hours of time zone difference, and he cannot sleep, but he really feels the 4 a.m. magic. Maybe you know what I mean by that. And he feels very inspired and yeah, starts a new podcast episode. That's exactly what is happening right now. And I'm welcoming you to this next episode. I'm sitting in Vienna in meditation position, how some people would say. I don't know how it's called. I think like lotus sit or something. And I'm sitting on my bed and just yeah, recording this new episode. And I'm very, very happy to start all over again today and to have you here with me. And thank you for taking the time for a new episode. Today's episode is all about me. It's all about myself, or better said, it's all about how finding myself has changed my whole life. What I mean by finding myself, who I am, and what it means to know who we are. Those three things is mostly what I want to cover in today's episode. Actually, I'm pretty excited for this because I have no idea what I'm going to talk about exactly. Because normally that's kind of just like getting out of the way and just let the words flow through me, kind of. That's what I'm doing with this podcast mostly. And I'm not really like I don't plan these episodes. I know exactly like if I would plan these episodes, they would be way worse. Like that would doesn't make any sense talking about these kinds of topics. And then like at least for me, it doesn't make any sense preparing the episodes. So I'm very excited to hear what I'm going to talk about, and I hope you are too. So let's begin. First question, I think, is what does it mean to find oneself? What does it mean for me? What is my definition? And with this, I also want to invite you to think for yourself and think about what is your definition? What does it mean for you to know yourself, to find yourself? And for me, it didn't really mean anything until I found myself. To me, it didn't really mean anything. Like, I never really got that. I never really understood when people were talking about, oh, yeah, I found myself. And oh, yeah, everything changed. And I could never relate to that. And even when I found myself, I didn't realize that that was really myself. And I remember sitting in a cafe in Groningen in the Netherlands, writing in my notebook. And then I kind of was writing a dialogue. That's something I did for a long time. That I just at the moment I stopped doing that. But it's like a dialogue with some higher consciousness that knows all the answers. And what I did was kind of just write down whatever question I had on mind, and then just open up and listen to what information goes through me and just write everything down. And that's something that worked so well. I learned that from Leo, who has a podcast. What was that? Who has a podcast. His podcast is called actualized.org, and it's all about self-improvement, personal development, and spirituality. And in this podcast, he talked about the technique he called contemplation. And contemplation for him meant, yeah, to just take a notebook, write down whatever question you want to have answered. He also gave some questions that are pretty valuable to ask if you have never asked them before. A very good example for a question is, what is meaning? What is meaning? Just start contemplating about what meaning really means to you. And when I did that, I just wrote down, what is meaning in my notebook? And I started contemplating on it. And what I've realized through that, going deeper and deeper and deeper into that question, is that there is no meaning in life. There's absolutely no meaning in life. The only meaning in life is the one we give it. However, that's another topic. What I wanted to say is how contemplation worked. And I think you get a good understanding on that. And that's something I always did when I was sitting in cafes. At the moment, I don't do it anymore because I just don't need it. Like, I don't feel like I need to sit down and write down all those questions and things. To me, it's just that, like, my mind is clear enough that I can just do it in my head. I can just follow one thought without being distracted by other thoughts. So that's why I don't really need the notebook anymore. And that's why I actually didn't write anything down anymore. I'm just, when I have something I want to think about, something I want to contemplate on, something I want to go deep into, then I just lay down in a dark room, close my eyes, and then the magic happens. I love it. Okay, but on that day in Groningen, like I would say 2 years ago, no, not that much, 1 to 1.5 years ago, and that was just, answering some questions for myself, and then kind of starting to answer who I'm talking with, and I got answers. I was kind of asking, like, hey, like, this is obviously a dialogue. I am asking questions and getting answers, and this cannot be just me. And with me, I had my body in mind, you know, me, my identity, Johannes Ungerer, the entrepreneur. That was me. That was who I was. And I still saw and realized that I was kind of in a dialogue. So there needed to be another thing, another person, another whatever. And I didn't know how all that worked. So I just started asking about that. And I started asking, hey, like, who are you? And the answers I got, like, intuitively were, I am you. And I kind of get, I just start getting tears in my eyes by saying this, because it's like, it gives me very deep emotions to just remember that day and a very deep feeling of connectedness. It's amazing. Wow. It's so deep. And I just got the answer. I am you. I didn't really understand it to take that sentence literally. I was like, yeah, okay, but like, what does it mean? I am you. And I got many more answers, and I got different answers, and I could relate to them all. Like, different answers, like, I am everything. I am the universe. And I'm you, like, and it just repeated all the time, I am you. And then I started asking questions like, well, if you are me, then I'm the universe, right? And the answer was, yes, absolutely right. And then I was asking kind of, well, if I'm everything, then I'm also the creator, right? Like, it was telling me, like, it was telling me, I got the answer. You are everything. And when I'm everything, then I'm also the creator. And that's something I realized. And when I'm the creator, I can create whatever life I want to imagine. Because why would I ever think that the creator, aka God, would have any limits? God has no limits. God creates everything and has always created everything and will always create everything. And that all happens in one and the same moment of now. And realizing that I am that, I am not the meatball I identified with. This Johannes Ungerer labeled meatball. I love that term meatball. I don't know. It's a funny way of describing our bodies. And it kind of, I don't know, I like to kind of laugh about it. And in general, have a very happy, loving, and funny relationship with the ego. That's something I really enjoy doing. It makes things way easier when I feel bad or anxious or whatever. And realizing that I am not Johannes Ungerer. And I am Johannes Ungerer, of course, but in another sense. When I say I am Johannes Ungerer, I don't identify with that. I do say it because, like, in a conversation with someone, when I say, oh, that's my name, yeah, then it's easier to say I am Johannes Ungerer. But saying that, it's just words. It's just words to be able to communicate. But that's not actually what I mean, because I don't identify anymore with my personality. Since I realized who I really am, I wouldn't even say that I identify with being the creator, being the universe, being God, whatever you want to call it. Because that's not really an identification. Because an identification to me is kind of has some separation in it. Means I am this and I am not that. But realizing that I am the universe, I am the creator, I realize that I am everything. And if I am everything, then I am this and I am that. So there's not really an identification. So I wouldn't say I identify with being the universe. I just am the universe and I am the creator. So that's to everyone who has not found themselves or himself, herself. Everything I've just said might sound like complete crap. And I can totally understand that. And that's totally all right. Like if I would hear this podcast, or if I would have heard this podcast like 2 years ago, I wouldn't even listen anymore right now. Because it doesn't make any sense. But to everyone who these words that just flow out of my mouth, if they are resonating with you, then you have found yourself too. If these words are resonating with you, you are a very happy guy. Beautiful. So that was the day when I realized that I am not myself, I am not Johannes Ungerer, but I am everything, and I am the creator. And so many deep realizations, deep epiphanies followed after that realization, because being the creator, there are literally no limits. Everything suddenly is possible. And it's not like you know, in personal development, that like just saying, oh yeah, I can do everything, everything is possible, that kind of motivation stuff. It's more like a peaceful knowing, a peaceful knowing of that I am the creator and I'm here in the physical world. I've put myself into this body, I've put my soul into a body in this physical world, because I want to experience myself. Because if I would not be in this physical world, but if I would let's say stay in the physical realm, that sounds like the physical, spiritual realm. That sounds like some place to be or something. Of course, it's not, because in the spirit world, there is no places, because there is no here and there. There is just there is no time and space. That's something that's part of the physical realm. So as a soul, I could not experience myself in the spiritual world, because in the spiritual world there's just this knowing, and through the knowing I cannot experience anything, because everything I think about is already created, because every thought is instantly creative. And I put the soul in this physical body consciously with the plan of experiencing myself. Because what I cannot do in the spirit world, which is creating stuff and experiencing it, for example, going down a roller coaster and feeling the wind, is something I cannot experience in spirit world. I need to be in a place of time and of separation. There needs to be a separation between me and the roller coaster, and there needs to be a place here on top of the roller coaster and down there, down the roller coaster. There needs to be like time and space to be able to experience things. So that's the reason why the soul decides to choose a body, go into the body, and go into that illusion of time and space that our 3D world is. The world most people call reality, the world we live in, the world of 9-to-5 jobs and eating good food and experiencing stuff. That's the world, that's the illusion. That's actually an illusion. Because actually, when we come back to who we truly are, who we really are, we are just one. There's no time, there's no space, nothing like that. But we consciously, as souls, decide to forget about that. We decide to forget about us being all one. And in that way, we can make the experience of finding ourselves. Just as I did. Like when I didn't know who I am, I was just like going through life, going through school, soccer training. And I kind of liked it and I had fun and I was always happy in my life. But like the real magic in my life began after I found myself. And that was just like in my childhood. I just went through life not really understanding why I'm here. When I was looking out in the stars by night, that was just pure no understanding. Like I was like, wow, this kind of feels amazing, but like I will never understand that. And I believe that of course there needs to be something higher, but you know, like I will never understand that. And that was my belief. And you know, every belief is making up our reality. So if I believe I will never understand what life really is, what life really means, then I won't. And today I believe that I know what life is about, and I believe that I can get all the answers to all questions, and my reality gives me proof of that, because it's my deepest inner belief. Wow. These are strong words. So how has it changed my life? How has it changed my life to find myself? It gives a deep magic to life. Living consciously in the illusion. That is something that is so beautiful. It's so, so, so beautiful. And it fills me with such deep gratitude and love. Feeling it. Knowing that everything that happens here is just an illusion, is not something that demotivates me, or I don't know, like that makes me think, oh, nothing matters, I don't want to do anything anymore. Realizing that I am the creator made me realize that there's absolutely no reason to do anything in life based on fear. Because if I am the creator of everything and I can create whatever I can imagine, then why would I be anxious about anything? Doesn't make any sense. And that's the beauty. If you know who you are, I want to stay in first person, because I only can say this for myself. I don't want to say this for anyone else. You should think about your stuff yourself. Like, you should make your own thoughts. So I stay in first person, and like, if I am, I don't even remember what I just wanted to ask me. It's just like realizing I am creating everything gives so much peace. There's so much peace and just deep knowing that I am this infinitive, all-providing source. And I can always, and I love myself so much. And by that I mean I love Johannes Ungerer so much. I feel so much deep love for Johannes Ungerer. For me, there's absolutely no reason. And for me, now I'm talking in me as this all-providing source. There's no reason to me to make Johannes suffer in any way. There's no reason to me to make anyone in this world suffer, or any animal to suffer. Only if I don't know that I'm the creator, only if I don't know who I really am, or if I didn't know, better said, only if I didn't know that, then I would make myself suffer about anything. Then I would make myself be anxious about anything, because I would have forgotten that I am this all-providing source. Why would I create anxiety for Johannes or for anyone else if I could also create gratitude, and if I could also create love, and if I also could create a sense of a deep connectedness with the source and with everyone else? Like, there's no reason. And that's why finding myself has made me to an even happier person. It has made me to someone, I just feel so connected, and I feel that nothing in life can go wrong, because everything that could go wrong is part of the illusion, because going wrong is something that doesn't belong to the spiritual world. That's something that belongs to the 3D world, to the physical realm. There, things can go wrong. Things can break. Dreams I have could not become true, or someone could die in my family, or someone could speak badly about me behind my back, or my girlfriend could cheat on me, or whatever. Like, all problems and all things that could cause anxiety are all just part of the physical world, and everything that happens in the physical world is just an illusion. And what I can identify as an illusion has no power anymore to give me any anxiety. I know that life is eternal. Life is not 80 years from birth to death. That's not life. That's just a period that I, as a soul, choose to experience for maybe 80 years in the 3D world. So I want to say this again because it's just very important. What I'm doing as a soul, when I go into the physical realm, when I go into a body like I did with going into Johannes Ungerer, when I consciously choose to do that, what I actually am doing is just decide to experience one side of myself. And like in this lifetime, I experience as Johannes how to build a business is something I experienced, how to create a lot of money and feeling that it doesn't fulfill me and feeling very empty is something that my soul was able to experience in this lifetime. And then realizing who I really am, realizing that I am the all-providing source and have no fear anymore, stop being anxious about anything. That's also something that my soul was able to experience in this lifetime. So you see, as a soul, I decide to come here into the physical world to be able to experience myself. And I am everything. So I want to experience everything. Until I have experienced everything, that sentence doesn't make any sense. Okay, I want to be honest, that doesn't make any sense what I was just about to say, so I won't say it. And realizing that I am just this all-providing source, it just gives so much peace, happiness. It makes life fun because I can see life just as a game where nothing can go wrong, because I know I can't even die. I cannot die. If I identify with my body, okay, I see I can die then. But I don't. I don't identify with that anymore since I realized who I truly am. And realizing that also made me realize that I'm not able to die. Sometimes, I once had a dream. I was dreaming that I was sitting in the living room. And this is something that actually happened when I was living in Mexico. And Mexico is a very safe country in general. But in that night, it was not. So I was not sitting in the living room like back then. But I was living with some friends and we were out for dinner in Puebla. And while we were out, a group of people or someone broke into the house and stole everything of value that you can imagine, like MacBooks and all the TV screens, the PlayStations, and just everything that was of value got stolen out of the house, and the house was a mess. It was like they didn't destroy anything, but they took out everything from the shelves. They really they created a total chaos in the house. And we returned in the night and we just saw the whole mess. We called the police and everything got stolen. You can't do really anything about that. In Mexico, you cannot really rely on the police. Well, that's a belief I have. That's based on my experience there. Maybe if I would believe something else, I would have another experience. Somehow that connected to with me, of course, because I was really shocked back then. That's a couple of years ago, and a couple of weeks ago I had that dream. I had a dream and I was sitting in that exact house in Mexico, and I was sitting in the living room and just sitting there being enjoying, and then three guys broke into the house and started running around, taking everything of value, taking out the TV screens, taking out the PlayStation, taking out everything. And I was just sitting there in this comfortable chair in the living room and just observing what they were doing, just with no judgment. I was just sitting there and observing these people that seem to believe that they need to steal from other people to have enough in their life. People that believe that they don't have enough if they don't steal from other people. And I kind of felt a laugh, a sense of laugh for these people, because I could see that they have no idea who they truly are. Like, by observing their behavior, I could see that. And these people noticed that I wasn't judging them, that I was sitting there observing them. And then they came to me speaking in Spanish. I sometimes do dream in Spanish. And they came to me and they looked at me and they said, "Why are you just sitting here? Like, why are you so comfortable sitting here, looking at us, taking all your stuff?" Like, very in an aggressive way, kind of like, "Hey," saying like, "Hey, be angry with us. Like, hey, give us attention. We want you to scream at us. We want you to resist," kind of. And I was just sitting there and I remember thinking, si me quieren robar, pues que me roben. Y si me quieren matar, pues que me maten. That means, if they want to steal from me, well, then they shall steal from me. And if they want to kill me, well, then they shall kill me. And that those thoughts I had, like, in a very peaceful way. And I felt very peaceful in the moment, because in that dream, I wasn't identifying with myself sitting there. I knew that I was, and I am, the all-providing source. And even if someone steals from me, he actually doesn't steal from me. And if someone would kill me, he wouldn't kill me, because he can't. Of course he can if I identify with my body and with my 80-year lifetime and all that. Then I could get killed. But if I don't identify with that and I see it as an illusion that I consciously as a soul choose to experience, if I know that, then fear cannot be there anymore. Then there cannot be resistance to anything, because I see that anything is created consciously by myself. Why would I resist anything in life? Why would I resist anything that happens in my life? If I knew, and I know it, that I created, that I am creating it consciously, then there's absolutely no reason. No reason to resist. No reason to resist anything that happens in life. Not even if people steal from you. Not even if anyone is super angry with you, super aggressive towards you, wants to knock you out, wants to kill you. And this doesn't mean that you just shouldn't do anything. This doesn't mean that you should just stand there and let that person fight you and you are just not doing anything. But, well, it's highly likable that, I don't know, again. Sometimes I catch myself in sentences that I'm about to say, but then I realize, oh no, that's not right. And then I rather don't say it, of course. So, the dream goes on. In the dream, those three guys, they were really angry towards me. And then I told them this, what I was thinking about. Like, I told them, hey, if you really believe that you need to steal from me, go ahead and steal from me. If you really believe that you need to do any harm to me, then do that. And those people through my being in this dream, through realizing that I am not judging them, through realizing that I am truly at peace with them stealing everything from me, something that they could not understand, something that seemed outrageous to them. I have no idea what that word means, but it just came and it sounds right. And those three people in my dream, what they did was they sat down on the floor in lotus seat position, like meditation position, like little childs listening to the grandpa sitting on the chair. And they just sat there and started listening to me. And I told them, I can see why you're doing this. I can see why you're stealing from me. And I believe that you are way more than you believe you are. And I could see them. I could see who they really are. And I could see that those three guys are actually a part of myself. A part of myself who has forgotten who he is. And I told them, I will not call the police because I see why you are doing this. But I also see the light in you. Looking in your eyes, I can see that there's the potential of realizing that you actually don't need to do this. And it is something that you know. You know that you don't need to steal from anyone. You know this. This is knowledge that is within you. There are just layers over that knowing that make the knowing invisible to you. And that's kind of how it started. And I invited them to come to my house. Regularly afterwards, and just to talk. And kind of, yeah, I became, in that dream, I was kind of becoming a teacher, a mentor for them. And it was pretty fun, like seeing how I can change people just by being. Not by trying to change them, but just by being the change that I would like to see in others. That, and actually, in real life too, that is something that's huge. The day I stopped trying to change people, I started changing people. So, I kind of want to end this episode because we are like 38 minutes in. I don't want to make them too long. And I want to have some more sleep. It's now 4:50 a.m. Wow. This is so beautiful, this podcasting thing. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I'm able to do this for myself, to kind of document my journey and, I don't know, just being able to help people in such an easy way, but in such a valuable way. It's so beautiful. I'm so grateful for this tool that I have. And this is what it is. Like my iPhone X that I just have here in my hand. Oh, it's just giving me such a good time. So many opportunities. Like, this is so crazy. What I'm holding in my hands in this, like, I don't know, 400 gram cell phone that cost me around €1,000, I'm holding tools in my hand that I, like 100 years ago, I would have needed huge backpacks and dozens of different tools and maybe hundreds of thousands of euros to have all the possibilities and still way less possibilities to create things than I have with my just one little iPhone. And this iPhone makes it so easy to hire the consciousness, the collective consciousness. I can just talk to so many people at the same time. It's very, very beautiful. And this is actually the abundance that we are manifesting itself through time. This is just abundance, what I'm holding in my hand here. This phone is pure abundance. It's the manifestation of realizing the manifestation of realizing oneself, realizing who I truly am. Okay, I feel like this is a thought that I need to explain so that you can understand it. You know, like 100 years ago, it was so complicated to kind of reach out to other people, to a lot of other people. But actually, that is just because I limited myself, or people limited themselves 100 years ago way more. You know, like if I 100 years ago would say someone, hey, it's able to create a live stream or a podcast, and millions of people could listen to me at the same time via the internet, and on the other side of the world, someone could listen to me with no cost attached to it. Like, people would just say, oh, that's impossible. 100 years ago, people would just have said, oh, that's impossible, because they didn't know. And of course, a lot of people did know, but most people did not know that they are the all-providing source and that everything is possible. So they just created those limiting thoughts in their minds and they said, oh no, that's not possible. And through awakening, through seeing that I am the all-providing and unlimited source, through having more people understanding that, people like Steve Jobs, who created Apple at first. People like Steve Jobs, who didn't live in limits, who really realized their creative abilities. Through those kind of people, we advanced and we manifested the abundance of who we really are. And that's why I'm holding this phone in my hand. That's the manifestation of abundance that is made possible by people that have found themselves, that have truly understood who they are, and that stopped living in limits. Well, thank you very much for taken the time today out of your day. Maybe for you it's not 4 in the morning, but maybe rather in the afternoon or evening. I have no idea. I would like to know more about where you're listening to this. If you want, you can reach out to me, send me an email. If you want to give me any feedback or whatever, you can just send me an email to contact@johannesungerer.com. You could also check out my website on johannesungerer.com and use the contact formula. Well, wow. I really enjoyed doing today's episode. I can really feel how I'm mostly, I do this podcast for myself, for documenting, and of course, at the same time for you and everyone else. Because I am you, you are me, we are all one. And I think and I feel if you have heard this episode till this point, then you can definitely understand that. And you feel and believe the same thing. Because I feel like this podcast wasn't valuable to anyone who hasn't found themselves yet. I feel like this episode is for someone who did understand those things. Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. If you if I don't understand that, I feel like it doesn't make any sense. Perfect. All right. Enjoy your day. Thank you very much. And see you or hear you in the next episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.